in this case, it may be that the Australian government's actions has breached the code, and it's one of the reasons why today I'm writing to the police commissioner of the AFP, asking him to investigate.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has today responded to Indonesian reports that Australia put three extra people, an Indonesian and two Albanians, on board their boat before they were escorted back to Indonesian waters on Sunday. It's a move which she says may have breached our own laws about people smuggling.
It's time for the government to be upfront about what is going on. They're obviously upsetting the Indonesian government. We've heard that strongly from the Foreign Minister again in the last 24 hours. And now we hear that there may be a possibility that we've breached our own domestic law.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott has in the meantime cancelled a planned trip to Indonesia where he was due to attend an international leaders summit in Bali. It would have been the first face-to-face meeting between the PM and Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono since a diplomatic spat over allegations Australia was spying on our neighbours. Foreign Minister Marty Nadalegawa told reporters last night that if confirmed, this would be a very serious development. It's alleged the three people were put on the boat on May the 4th, but the Prime Minister cancelled his trip on May the 3rd. Tony Kevin is a former Australian diplomat and author of Reluctant Rescuers.
It's interesting to see how that timeline intersects with Tony Abbott's cancellation of his trip, because that was on May the 3rd. So that was the day before, allegedly, the Indonesian and the two Albanians were put on board the boat. In other words, Tony Abbott may have been briefed that there was about to be a delicate and politically controversial operation taking place and decided prudently perhaps, but certainly in a way that sets back relations, to cancel his trip to Indonesia.
If that is the case, Tony, then clearly what Tony Abbott didn't do is decide to put his relationship with Indonesia first and to actually cancel that operation of border protection and command, because he would have the capacity to do that, wouldn't he?
Yes, and I think the conclusion to be drawn from that is that this government is absolutely implacably determined to put turn back of boat passengers at the top of its operational and policy priorities, ahead of its relations with Indonesia, ahead of international legal obligations, and ahead of human rights obligations. So it really wants to continue to send a strong signal to Jakarta and to anyone else that border protection comes first in its priorities, and it will ride roughshod over important national interests and important legal obligations.
Indonesia's Foreign Minister Marty Nadalegawa said late yesterday that if this report is confirmed, that he described this as a very serious development. What does that mean in diplomatic language?
Of course, it's a very strong term, and I can understand why he regards it as very serious, because what this means is that if we start doing this and start, as it were, loading up boats and using them as ferries to take people back to Indonesia, in theory, there's nothing to stop us emptying out Manus and Nauru and Christmas Island and just sending everybody back seriatim on boats.
The issue that has come up about this today is that, in fact, Australia, in doing so, if this is true, that Australia has put asylum seekers onto a boat and sent it back to Indonesia without having consulted Indonesia about that and without having their permission, that, in fact, we may be in breach of our own criminal law, our own laws about people smuggling.
That's correct, yes.
So is Australia becoming a people smuggler?
Becoming an outlaw people smuggler, it would seem so.
That's quite shocking, isn't it?
Yes, yes it is. It's an escalation, if you like, of the level of illegality of what we were already doing, which has been well articulated by people like Professor Donald Rothwell at the ANU. But this is taking it to another level because, as I say, we're actually using Indonesian boats that we send back as ferries for people who were in our custody and who we've decided we don't want to keep in our custody anymore.
Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has today said that she's going to write to the police commissioner of the Federal Police and ask him to investigate this matter. It would be really up to the minister, though, to decide, the Attorney General, to decide whether the AFP can go ahead and investigate this. But he would have a conflict of interest in that he would be asking the AFP to investigate his own government.
Yeah, well, he's the chief law officer of the Australian government, and he has obligations flowing from that. He's also a cabinet minister, and has obligations of loyalty to his cabinet flowing from that. So I imagine he'd be feeling rather uncomfortable about this.
Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has refused to comment on what he calls on-water matters. So we can only rely on the information that we have from Indonesia as well at the moment. So is this all speculation over something which may not be true?
It's something more than speculation. If we've got the Foreign Minister of Indonesia talking about it based on an Indonesian police report, it would be impertinent of us to say it's simply speculation. I mean, that's basically saying we can't trust what Indonesian government ministers say. I hope that's not our position. It certainly requires a more substantial response than this is merely speculation, or we don't comment on these matters. There's a specific allegation being made, and it's incumbent on the government to respond to it. Otherwise, I think the prospects for Australian-Indonesian relations are really very bad. I think SP Wise is genuinely perturbed and worried what's going to happen after he stands down from the presidency in a few months. If Australia keeps on muddying the waters quite seriously in this way, we'll be starting off with the new president of Indonesia, whoever that may be, on a very bad footing.